Hey y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Kim.
And this is the Soulmates Podcast. What up, soulmates? Welcome back to the Soulmates Podcast.
That just flows off the tongue so
nicely. I know. What up, soulmates? What did we even say before that?
Hey, everyone.
I was like, hi, my name is Maddie.
No, you were like, hey, everyone. This is an astrotastical great day.
Man, I miss those early days of the Soulmates Pod. Honestly, they were gold. We were in our janky old apartment.
With Hank,
our crazy neighbor. Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
That was like a year ago.
Now we're like living the high life.
Yeah, we are.
Not. Wow. I also feel like we haven't recorded in a while. It's been a minute.
It has been a hot minute.
It's been like maybe 10 days. It just feels like a long time.
Also, shout out to like a year ago, I think the podcast idea was birthed.
Today?
Not like today, but like I'm pretty sure BTS's album B came out like November 20th-ish last year.
Oh.
And that was our test run. So we must have birthed it like a couple days before that.
Whoa. I wish that there was like cameras on us whilst birthing. Whoa.
Okay.
Wow.
That would have been graphic.
This idea. Because to be honest, I don't even remember all the conversations we had.
Literally went something like this.
Okay.
You're like, Kim, you know what I think we should do? This was one night while you were cooking dinner.
And yeah, I remember being in the kitchen. The counter, I do remember that.
And you're like, you know what I think we should do? I was like, what? Because you come up with a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
And I was like, I really have no clue what's going to come out of your mouth. And you're like, we should have a podcast.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay. And you were like, no, I'm serious. Like, I did a little research and it's all about finding your like your
niche.
Audience.
Yeah.
And you were like, I went on a road trip and I looked for some K-drama podcasts and there really weren't any good ones.
Right.
So I think we could slide in there. And I was like, okay, Maddie, but like what? And you were like,
We can do it. We kind of
just like parted ways for the night. The next morning at work, I get a text and it's like, okay, so I was thinking about names for our podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
And then from there, we created the Google Doc where we just like put all of our ideas.
It happened really fast.
And then like 2 days later, we were like, maybe we should test run to see if we even sound remotely funny.
And I had some like recording equipment, but I only had one microphone.
Yeah, so we sat around your microphone.
Yeah.
The quality is terrible, but the content is
I think the content
good.
Was good. But you're right, it just kind of happened. Well, we had talked about like, we would talk about K-dramas and we're like, we're so funny. We should record ourselves. So I feel like we had said things like that a few times.
Yeah.
I think.
But nowhere in my, like, nowhere in my mind was I ever like, we will someday actually have a podcast.
Well, I thought no one would listen to our podcast, but I was inspired by a few podcasts. And there's one podcast I really enjoy. And the people that created it are just these normal guys that live in the town that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, if they did it, we can do it.
And honestly, we're funnier than them.
That's true.
I'm not even joking. I think we are.
But yeah, so it was just kind of like, yeah, well, sure, let's do it.
Yeah.
Never in a million years did I think that tens of thousands of people within the first year would listen to our podcast. And never in a million years.
It's pretty wild.
Wow, that is wild.
Yeah.
Dang, we'll get all sentimental at our final end of the year.
More like our 1 year
episodes.
Annie.
Our 1 year Annie.
When we do
the Liar and His Lover.
The show that started it all for Maddie. Got the ball rolling.
Oh, dang.
That's going to be fun.
It still holds up, too.
Prod K.
Prod K.
What a babe.
Wait, honestly, I'm telling you. Wow. Thank you for that, Kim. I didn't even think about that.
You're welcome. That's so happy 1 year to us.
Freaking cute.
But not like official 1 year. It's like the birth of it.
Yeah, I know.
The birthing.
The conception? No.
Okay, we're done with this analogy. What are
it
we?
It was the conception, though.
Okay, yeah, but
if the analogy were to break
can
down,
can you not say
okay,
conception anymore?
So today we are reviewing another show
because this is your place.
your place for deep dives into K-dramas.
Yes,
it is the place.
The
I feel
only
as if
place.
We don't say that often enough.
No, we don't.
Well, we're it's not the only place,
but it should be your only place.
We think it's the best place.
Okay,
but you know what? There's a lot of great K-drama podcasts out there, kind of, and there's just not that many, but there are some. But thank you for listening to ours.
Yes.
Okay, so what show are we reviewing today?
My Roommate Is a Gumiho.
Is a Dry Piece of Bread.
Also, they were my roommates for like 2 seconds.
My roommate is boring.
My roommate likes sweater vests.
My roommate has no personality. Oh my gosh. I feel so bad because I was started so on board with this show.
Literally, Maddie was like, finish episode 8 so we can finally record our after 8 so I can binge the rest of it.
The idea of the show is so gripping to me. But then I realized Gumiho's freaking boring.
And it's because he's 1,000 years old, Madison.
And then I'm just like, my whole notes were about Sunbae. They should be.
As they freaking should be.
As they should be. If that man doesn't get his own show soon, I'm going to be so mad. I know.
He's only 23 in real life.
I'm
going
to be like, are we in the right industry of K-dramas? Because like, if they don't cast that guy, something's wrong.
The world is his oyster right now.
Is he only 23? Mm-hmm. Is he not in a boy band? Have we looked into this?
Let's look it up right now.
Because he has the face of, can't you just see him on a K-profiles thing? And then it says like, so-and-so-and-so. You know, 5'11", visual, sub rapper. Can't you just see that?
And even if he's not in a K-pop group, I would like to see him act in a drama about a K-pop group.
That'd be great.
He would look great in like that all black dance practice outfit they all wear.
And do you know what? I think, who did I say this about in a different, I forget. But he's one of the rare guys that looks great with his hair, his forehead not exposed.
I think we said that about Anti-Fanboy.
I think so. And was that it? Was that Hyung-sik? Do we say that about Hyung-sik?
I think we do say about him.
Well, Hyung-sik looks good.
No matter
freaking
what.
Freaking trash bag. So he can do anything he wants.
Okay. He is 23 years old. He was born in 98. Wow. He's a child. And no, he's not in a K-drama or K-pop group.
Well, that's just...
I know. I guess he's like a very new actor because his first role in a TV show was in 2020.
Oh, wow.
And his first role in a web series was 2019.
Oh.
And I guess before that, 2019, he was in a music video. So.
Oh. But he wasn't singing in the music video?
No.
He was just in it?
He's also only 5'10", which he looks a lot taller, I think, because she's short.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I think.
5'10 is fine.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying that surprised me a little because I think I would have been like, oh, he's probably over 6 feet.
Yeah, that's true.
Because she's tiny.
He's just hot. That's why we think that.
You're right. Okay.
Okay, so we're reviewing My Roommate is a Gumiho. If you couldn't tell, we're a little like, about this show. However, that being said, I started off very, very strong, and I binged like episodes 1 through 14 mm-hmm. so fast, and then I just lost all interest, and I'm going to try to dissect as to why that is.
And usually... like, well, this has happened a few times where Maddie starts strong and then loses interest. And I'm like the opposite where I like lose interest in the middle and then kind of re-pick it up.
Yeah, that's true.
And I will say the last few episodes, minus 15 and 16, did pique my interest a little. But yes. I honestly was not peaked because of roommate.
No, it
Gumiho
was all the side ships.
Yeah, I was in it to see freaking JJ and Hi-Sun get their happy ending. I was like, who is girl best friend going to end up with?
Yeah, love it all.
Where's Sunbae
going? What's Sunbae
going
to do?
And then like the main couple, I was like, meh.
Yeah.
So I think that really says it all right
there. It also
needs
to be said that Kim shed tears.
I did.
I don't think Kim has ever shed tears over a show ever.
No, and I say that a lot. And actually, Kiki and I were having a conversation about something. And I was like some scene in some show. Might have been like Cha-Cha or something.
Okay.
She was like... I was like, oh my gosh, I cried so hard. And she was just like, yeah, I don't usually cry. And I was like, well, I don't either. I was just being dramatic. I've never cried.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She was just like, oh, sorry. Like, she thought it was so funny because I was like, I don't know why I say that all the time because I make it seem like I actually do cry. Well, like, I cried so hard.
Kim, the way you talk is so dramatic.
But it's like.
But then you meet you and you're like.
But it's like, if you looked at me, I was just like sitting there
watching
it.
I'm the one literally crying. And then you're just kind of like. Sitting there
on the inside, I was crying.
Yeah, but
I actually I did shed tears.
Do you want to tell the people our soulmies like where, or do you want to save it for later?
I feel like we should save it for later.
Okay.
It has to come up.
So that'll come up later. Stay tuned for what moment made Kim shed tears.
It's so dumb.
I did not shed tears in this show, but
I don't. I will dissect why, but I think I have a theory.
Okay, cool. All right, so we always start our review episodes with the skinny, which is a little recap of the show, kind of. Just what's your whistle? Just what's your palate?
What are you trying to say right
what's
now?
What's the saying? Wet your whistle? I've never really liked that saying.
What the F are you talking about right now?
Is that like an appropriate thing to say?
I don't think. What are you trying to say? I don't even know what you're trying to say.
You need to.
So I don't even know what euphemism I should suggest.
You need. If you. Oh, it says to wet.
Oh my gosh.
What is going on? To wet your whistle is to discuss politics, but also drink alcohol. Okay. That is not
what are you trying to say?
If you forgot what the show is about, to remind you.
Just say that. To jog your memory.
Okay. So we always start with the skinny. Oh my gosh. To jog your memory.
To wet your whistle.
To jog your memory about this show. So Kim always starts us off. So Kim, give us the skinny.
Madison, do you want me to give the skinny in two sentences for yes, both please. Of us? Ready? Yes. Okay, here it is. I'm not even kidding.
Please do.
The skinny is like, this show is literally okay. Ready? We have a girl named Dom. She's a college student who accidentally swallows the bead of a Gumiho who's currently masquerading as a college professor. He basically kidnaps her and is like, you have to live with me until we figure this out. She says, sure, and they fall in love, but how will it all work? Wow. Will he get the bead back? Will he be able to become a human? How?
That is the Boom. Question.
Mic drop.
Wow, Kim.
That's literally the whole show.
That was the best
show.
Skinny I've ever heard in my life.
I mean, is there anything missing from that? Oh, yeah. Okay, we have two best friends and then a sunbae who's hot.
There's hot sunbae who is freaking adorable, genuine, hot, also has a good personality, hot, doesn't get any justice.
No.
Wow, thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
To be honest, I kind of forgot about the whole bead aspect when I was... show just has so much going on.
Okay, well, no.
And then by like episode 13, they're like, oh... I accidentally swallowed your bead.
But he never took it back.
Make out with me to get it out.
Did he actually take it back?
He did. They made out, remember?
Yeah, but did we actually see it exchange?
No, they just made out.
Yeah, so we never actually...
So it just becomes a reason for them to kiss by the end.
And then it never became a thing ever again.
Oh, that's true. His bead didn't even turn blue.
And then it's like, what really makes you human is humanity, not human energy. And it's like, I don't even know what this all means.
What was the point of the freaking bead?
Yeah. No one knows.
Wow. You know what? Twilight has less plot holes. I'm just saying.
Is that true?
Also, like, sunbae is Jacob. It's true. No, it's true.
So is he going to implant on their kid?
Yes. Sunbae would.
Ew.
Don't spoil Twilight for everybody, Kim.
Oh my gosh. As if you can exist and not know what happened
to
Twilight.
At this point, if you don't know how Twilight ends.
I never read the book or saw the movie, and I know that. So. Oh.
Well, you're missing out if you haven't done any of those things.
Okay.
Wow. This will be a fun episode. So,
we usually start, our first category is MVP characters. Madison, who is your first?
So, I mean, is it freaking JJ or freaking Sunbae? I mean.
JJ? Oh, JJ.
Jajin.
Oh, he's not on my list. Sunbae is my obvi, so we have to talk about Sunbae.
Okay,
last.
I wrote my non-obvi being Jajin.
Okay.
Which is the boy best friend.
Well, yeah.
Right?
My non-envy was Soo Kyung, which is the girl best friend. So let's talk about
that. I love that.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I don't know. First of all, well, just to get us started on this, the best friends were funny.
Yeah.
Well casted.
I mean, were they the best part of this whole
yes.
show?
Yes.
Yeah. I cannot imagine any other actress playing the girl best friend.
She's
so
hilarious.
Funny.
Oh my gosh. The girl best friend during finals week was so funny. The way like her hair got so greasy.
And just the way she talks.
So
like she like holds out her syllables
yes.
to be dramatic and it's so
I
funny.
And usually okay this is very not like me. I usually ship the original ship so hard and I like don't care about any side characters. I never have secondary lead syndrome. I'm never like justice for that guy. This show turned me on in my head because I'm like I'm only watching this for the secondary couple or secondary leads. I love the secondary male lead. What's the word? Like we were saying, the startup couple.
Yeah.
Jajin and the Gumiho girl. They weren't even the secondary couple. What were they? Like the third couple? They were the best couple of them all.
Yeah.
Which is just so rare for shows
honestly,
to do that.
I shipped like girl Soo Kyung with the tall sunbae who
I
we
know.
Saw interact for like 2 seconds
so
in the whole
hard.
Show. And I was just like, give
Ship
me a
it.
Show based on you.
I know. It would
give
be
it
great.
Me.
I know. So, okay. So yeah, I said my non-obvious Jajin. He's just a great character. He is adorable. I love the fact that he got the freaking gorgeous girl.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, okay, I love that.
Not that he's not attractive, but he's like just cute.
He's just cute.
And he's like kind of cute in a like, oh, shucks kind of way.
I know.
And she's just like classically
beautiful. Oh, she's
beautiful.
Gorgeous. And I just loved the watching their interactions because, you know, he had this big crush on her because she's beautiful. And then he's like honest for her with her from the beginning, like, not gonna lie to you, like, I have a goddess trauma. She's like, what are you talking about? He's like, beautiful girls hurt me, and so I can't with beautiful girls. And then she's just like, oh, you like, you think I'm beautiful, you know, yeah, things like that. And he like wins her over with just being freaking adorable.
Well, and she's like kind of a chick seeing the world for the first time, because she's like just become a human.
Yeah,
so she's like, what is this human emotion I'm experiencing? Yeah. Well, he's nice to me.
Uh-huh.
And because deep down he really is just like the sweetest boy
ever. He's just
ever.
So sweet.
So he like, you know, treats her well and buys her coffee and helps her with her class schedule.
And they have to, and they're like paired together for their
their
like assignment, which I don't think he would have ever had the guts to ask her out otherwise.
Yeah.
And that was just so sweet.
Convenient to fake date for a hot second for the grade.
Yes, exactly. That's true. Yeah. And then she falls for just the fact that he's so sweet, and I just freaking can't.
They were really cute.
They were so cute. So I just liked his character. But I would say both him and the best friend, though, were super, what's the word, non-observant in Dom's life.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that Dom hid her dating this freaking Gumiho from them for so long, I'm just like, okay, I'm not, like, trying to, like, throw crap on the best friends, but, like, Dom hid so much from them, and they kind of were like, what's going on? I don't really know.
To be fair, I don't know, because it's, like, a supernatural being. I don't know if my first instinct would be like, oh my gosh, my best friend's hiding something from me. She must be dating a Gumiho.
Okay, you're right.
And I swallowed his bead.
But even then, like, they knew she was dating someone and they never met this guy for so long.
Yeah, they didn't think that was weird.
I'm like, they would sometimes ask her things, but I'd be like, why haven't I met your boyfriend?
It was
like,
more,
who is this guy?
It was less that they were not observant and more that they like just kind of believed her at her words and were just like, we don't need to dig any deeper than that. And it's like, well, no, clearly she's being cagey when you ask her questions about this man. And also that dinner where they like all go to Gumiho's house when like her and Gumiho are like officially dating, and they have to act like they're not.
Yes.
And she's like, oh, this way to the study. And they're like, what? And she's like, I mean, I think it's this
it
way.
It looks like a door to
and
a
like,
study.
And they're just like, oh, okay. And then they're like, what's this sticky note in your handwriting? And it's like, even then they kind of didn't put it together.
It's just the way the writers wrote them, though, because they were like, should we add the element where the friends figured out? Nah.
But it like kind of is believable because they're both like a little
spacey.
Just goofy.
They are.
And that's why we love them.
Yes.
So it works.
It's true. Okay, so that I would say my non-obvi is Jaejin.
I also had girl Gumiho, Hi-sun.
Yeah, I like her too.
List. I feel like she was a good friend for Gumiho because she like understands that part and was like, you know, gave him some solid advice and kind of helped him through it. She also kind of turned into a good friend for Dom when like they broke up.
That's true. Like, I would say from right at the beginning, she didn't seem super likable to me, but as the show went on, I was like, no, you're so cool.
And then, like, you know, her and Jaejin were super cute and yada, yada, yada. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Now to the real MVP.
Dude, honestly, that's all I have is Jaejin and Sunbae on my MVP list.
I was saying the real MVP is Sunbae.
Sunbae is the real
MVP. Okay, this is where we need, this is where our hot take button comes in. Ready? Hot take.
Hot take.
Neither of our leads are on either of our lists.
Which is this the first time it's ever happened?
Yeah.
I think it's
like
the first time.
Neither. It's
neither.
Not like I.
Because sometimes one lead and the other one are like, eh.
Like Shingun, not an MVP.
No.
But Chaekyung, for sure.
For sure. No. Dom or Gumiho did not make it on our list at all. But Sunbae.
Sunbae. All right. Let's talk about Sunbae.
Okay. This guy, I mean, I do believe from the beginning, Sunbae was kind of. He really was betting money on the whole deal.
Yeah.
He really
I
was,
will say.
At the beginning.
That was dumb.
It was dumb. Oh, so dumb. But I think it was like episode 4 or 5 when she figures it out and he goes and he like genuinely apologizes to her. Like and then he really just completely turns around. Yeah. And
well, and even at the end, like in that last scene, like he's like abroad and they're like talking about a girl and he's like, I don't bet on girls anymore.
Yeah, he's so
it's like growth. That is what we call growth, ladies and gentlemen.
He seems like one of those guys that like was just, I mean, he's super attractive. So he was probably like rounded up with the popular
guys.
And he's rich. Super, yeah, right? So he just kind of like, you know, I think he probably was with these not nice friends and it kind of made him a jerk and like it happens. But he really like that's not who he was at all. And I will say like he was a consistent character. Like once he kind of turned that corner, he stayed on that route.
Yeah.
It's not like he was like going back and forth. And even, you know, I think there's that scene where his friends are talking smack about her and he should have stopped his friends and he didn't. Isn't there a scene that happens and she was like hurt by him?
Oh yeah.
That was realistic though too, because he's like, oh shoot, like my friends, I'm in this wrong crowd, and he didn't partake in it, but he was still caught up in the wrong crowd.
Yeah.
But no, he was great. Like, not to mention just the sweetness of his character, but him and her had so much chemistry.
Yeah.
I could have, like, watched them be together happily.
Yeah. And I think, like, because for a second, I was like, he's everywhere and he keeps popping up and, like, following her around. Yeah. It's kind of annoying. But then the spirit guide, like, ties their fingers mm-hmm. together. So it's not even, like, they're... it's like it got less, like, annoying from that yes. point, because it's like there's this other device that's, it wasn't like pulling even, them together.
That was kind of an interesting writing device that, like, the writers did, where they put that red thread in.
Yeah,
because,
well, it helped me, because I was like, now I'm not annoyed, because it's yeah. not, he's not following her, they're yes. like the universe is trying to throw them yes. together.
Like, I will say, I was with the main ship for a while. Like, I was sailing the main ship well into the time where I could have been jumping on the Sunbay ship, but I wasn't until, like, I've rethought the show and rewatched scenes, and I'm like, no, Sunbay. So I will say, like, when I was watching it the first time, I was in the main ship for a little too long, probably until, like, episode 12 or something, before I was like, wait a minute, Sunbay's really dope. And so it was more like when I rewatched the scenes. So I was kind of the same, where I was like, I was kind of annoyed by Sunbay for a while, because I was like, why does he keep popping up? Don't get in the way of our ship. Don't throw the red cord in. But then... once I watched most of the rest of the show, then I was like, I don't really care that much about the main ship. Sunbay, when I've rewatched and rethought about it, I love those scenes with Sunbay now.
Yeah.
So it's just an interesting experience, because I was also kind of annoyed. And he did seem a little clingy, but then he was just done dirty, because this red cord was tied to him. And so yeah. then he, like, had to follow her around and fall more in love with her. And that's sad.
And then, like, that last scene where he... like, is decided to go abroad, and he's like, I'm like, I don't want to regret anything, so I'm gonna tell you my feelings one more time. And he's like, you can either take this as a confession or a goodbye. And she's like, goodbye.
Yeah.
And then he just cries. Even then, like, I love that he didn't get mad at her. He wasn't like, you led me on or whatever. He just kind of takes it and moves on. And I feel like it kind of reminded me a little of PD Nim from Cha Cha, where they both just handled it with such grace. Like, he was like, he, like, from the beginning was like, this is your decision. I don't want to regret it. So I'm going to tell you one more time.
Mm.
And then he just, you know, sadly moves on with his life. But
yeah.
I think a lot of leading men, or second leads, I guess, often can be, like, angry or bitter or whatever.
Well, and Sunbay had every right to be angry.
Yeah.
Like, she was not very nice to him. She was never nice to him. To an extent where I'm like, why do you like her? Like,
yeah.
Sunbay, like...
Well, and it's like, we're seeing the show from her point of view, so we understand why she's doing that, because at first it's like, he's from the Year of the Tiger, and that's bad for the bead and her energy and blah, blah, blah.
Get why at the beginning she had she had a thing against him, because she was just like, he's rude. I think he was kind of known for being a little, and he was betting on her at the beginning.
Yeah.
So he was rude at the beginning. But then even when he became very soft, like, it was just like she was a lost cause. Yeah. Like, I think I was rewatching the scene where he confesses to her in the restaurant. They're grabbing a meal and he confesses. He's like, do you really not know why I want to hang out with you? It's because I like you. And he's like, so cute, because in his brain, he's like, oh, is that the right way to say that? Like, come on, dude, you know. And then they go outside and he's like, I don't need you to give me any answer. I just really wanted you to know. And then in her brain, she's like, no matter what, I still can't. All I can do is think of Gumiho. And I'm like, she's a lost cause. Yeah. Like, she's never going to like you, dude, no matter what you do. It's an Edward Bella thing. It's like, she's in love with Edward. Sorry. That's bummer. Just the way it is. Like, there's nothing you can do about it. So it's just a bummer.
Yeah.
It's like the tragic character of this show is Sunbay.
Hopefully he finds happiness in another show.
I know, right?
Okay. Do we want to move on to tender moments?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. What's your first one?
Well, okay. I mean, I do have a few for Gumiho and her. I think as the show started off, I was like, okay, sure. So there were some cute moments, I feel like, early on, that he was falling in love with Dom, and she was like going on a blind date with Sunbay. Oh, no. It wasn't with Sunbay. She was with a rando dude. Blind date, right? Didn't Jaejin like set her up with a blind date early on?
Well, there's a lot of dates, because she went on the fake date with Gumiho to prepare for the date with Sunbay, but then she also went on the blind date with Jaejin.
Okay, this was her preparing for the date with Sunbay.
Okay.
She wanted to, she wanted to prepare for the date with Sunbay to turn Sunbay away.
Right.
And so she's hanging out with Gumiho, and then she's, like, smiling. And I will say, like, the moments where she's smiling, and you see her from Gumiho's point of view,
it's cute.
And it's cute, and she's, like, And he tells her, like, don't smile like that. Like, you'll look way too pretty if you smile like yeah. that. That, like, moments like that, were they really did catch me early on. Yeah. I was like, that's cute. And so I would say those early scenes, and, like, when he takes her down to his lair and they just kind of bond
over the history. Yeah.
Is cute.
And then also, like, there's that one, this is, like, pretty early on, too, but she, like, hears everyone talking about her in Sunbay at school. So there's, like, all this drama and everyone's talking about her. And so she stays late at school to, like, finish this project. And she's the last one there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She comes out and he's standing there and he's like, I can be your mountain fortress. Yeah, just, like, yeah. That was kind of cute. Yeah, she, like, lays her forehead on his
it is cute.
Chest or whatever.
That being said, like, it is cute. They did have some cute moments in this show, especially
when they take
early
the
on.
Like profile pictures of each other with the sunset.
Yeah, I wrote that cute. when they go, she's like teaching him how to use a smartphone, and they go and take pictures because he has no pictures in his phone. Those were really cute moments. So I did think that did get me on with the main ship at the beginning. It was more like I would say the second half of the show that turned me off of the main ship. I would say the first half for me really built it up. I would say so. You don't think though, right?
I don't think
you were never on the ship.
I was never invested, mostly because first of all, you like her a lot more than I do.
I do think she's hilarious.
I don't love her as a character. She's kind of annoying and a little immature, I guess. She's just like,
I mean, she's like what, 21-year-old college kid.
Well, and that's why it just doesn't make sense to me that he would be attracted to her, because I'm like, dude, you're like 1,000 years old and she's like 20. And there are several,
that's kind of true,
several conflicts, like the one where they like break up because she sees him like with the college professor like taking her energy.
Oh,
she like
yeah.
flips out, and I'm like in the moment I was just like, why is she so mad? Like, she yeah. knows about the energy, she knows about the bead, she knows about all of this, and she it almost just I was like, you're literally a 20-year-old who like saw your boyfriend with another girl and now you're like flipping out, and he's yeah. just like, wait, can I explain? She's like, no.
Yeah.
And I was like, this literally, like, I can this is like demonstrating the age difference very clearly to
yeah.
me, because he's just like very calm and like, okay, let's just talk. And she's like, nah, 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 nah. And I'm just like, I can't,
right.
I can't.
Right.
Like, I can't.
That is a good point. Like, it is a little unbelievable that in his 999 years, she's the second woman in all that time for him to really fall in love with.
And honestly, they don't have that deep of a friend, like a relationship. It's not like they ever had these talks and it was like they bonded emotionally.
No,
it's
I don't.
Like,
they
literally,
really
he
didn't.
Just thinks she's cute.
That's true. Like, they really didn't.
It's really weird to me.
Yeah. Right.
Like, there was never one conversation
right.
where I was like, oh, we're bonding.
Right.
It's just
I mean, like
oh.
in Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha, they have like these real deep conversations where you're like, I believe your relationship.
Yeah, they're like freaking working through trauma together.
This makes a lot of sense. But you're right. Like, this, it was unbelievable to me that in, like, okay, if Gumiho was just like not a Gumiho and he was like a 30-year-old professor.
Oh,
okay.
He would never. No, he would. Even in that, I don't think he would ever like Dom.
But even then, it's like, okay, I could see you maybe being lured by like the cute little college kid that likes you. But like, you have so much freaking wisdom. You're 999 years old. Like, there's no other woman that catches your eye. That is just so weird to
me. Well,
to me,
yeah, it would make more sense if it was like a 45-year-old woman who's like kind of been around and has some life experience and is wise and
yeah.
like a little more even keel and calm. Dom's like still in puberty.
And he like, yeah.
Also, where are their parents?
Okay, where are her mom is like non-existent.
Does she have a mom?
Yeah,
oh, her
remember,
mom showed
her mom's
up.
Like, her mom's like in like a fashion lady overseas.
But
who, like,
her and her little brother who's still in high school live by themselves.
Oh no, I'm like, okay, her mom's on the weenie list. I'm like, what is her mom doing? Yeah, so I guess these aren't really tender moments. But yeah, it just breaks down. I'm like, yeah. Okay. I don't know if I have any other huge, cute, tender moments for... I will say the reunion scene when he takes the bead out and then he thinks yeah. he erases her memory, and then she spends a whole episode being sad and Sunbay tries to comfort yeah. her and she won't have it. And then they meet back up at the lanterns. It's cute. I thought it was cute.
I also liked that she got mad at him and she was just like, you didn't discuss that at all with me. You just did it.
Well, yeah.
And, like, what would have happened if I had actually lost my memory? Like, that's so not fair.
It's not nice.
Yeah. So I like, I don't know if that's tender either, but it made me feel really like sad for her. Like,
yeah.
I was like, and kind of like, yeah, you tell him, like,
right.
that was not right. Like, he literally gave you 2 seconds. He was like, let's pretend this never happened. And then he just took it.
Yeah.
Like, the story could have ended there if Dom wasn't, like, strong-willed or whatever.
Or somehow she didn't lose her memory, which I feel like they never quite explained that. But
well, I think it's because she's strong-willed, because that's what the mountain spirit was like when she, like, was trying to break the cord. He's like, wow, you're one strong woman.
Okay.
It's like somehow she's able to confront him, even though she's just, like, a human.
All right. Okay, cool, cool, cool. So. So I feel like that's all I have for that. I have other moments, though, from the show that are tender.
There's one last one that I thought was cute between them, where it's, like, towards the end, where he's, like, you know, wanting to be a human more and more because she's a human and it's like right after he saw the alternative future that she had with Sunbae, and they're like, I think they're like lying on a bed looking at scrapbooks together.
She
falls asleep and he's just looking at her, and in his mind he just thinks, I want to be your ordinary future.
That's true.
And that was kind of cute. That was a cute line.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay,
I can accept those. But okay, so some Sunbae moments. I have some Sunbae moments. I thought that it was on like what was supposed to be the horrible date. Mm-hmm. So it's like episode 3, like on this date together. She's trying to like be the worst person ever to like make him not like her.
Yeah.
And they get stuck in the rain and they're like under this portico and she's like, well, it's okay, we'll take a bus. And he's like, oh, I've never taken a bus before. And she's like, what? And he's like, I drive my car. And she's like, okay, you're rich. And then she is like, it's fine, we'll just run through the rain and get to the bus stop. And she like runs ahead of him and he's just kind of like staring at her. And I'm like, I ship it so hard. Yeah. It was so cute. And he's like enthralled by her.
Yeah.
Like she's trying to be the most annoying date. It's like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days kind of thing. And he is not thrown off. Like he's like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. So I thought that was just so cute.
I don't have any more Sunbae ones.
Oh, you don't? So let's see. I did write when Sunbae apologized for the bet.
Mm-hmm.
It was very genuine. And I mean, he just straight up went and found her after the whole thing came out. And he was like, can I talk to you? And he just straight up says, like, I'm sorry. Like, I bet money on you. Like, he didn't even hide it.
Yeah.
I mean, he did hide it. But once it was revealed, he was like, I'll be straight up about it. And I thought that was a really sweet scene. And let's see. I also wrote that Sunbae's confession. It was really cute when he said, like, I'm not telling you because I feel bad. I just like you. I just wanted you to know. And then I think the final one was that Sunbae gets drunk. And he's, like, outside. And that was... They still had the red string thing.
But he, like, falls against her.
Well, and earlier in the same day, he volunteers to do the free hug booth.
Mm.
And he, like, does this free hug booth. And all these people are hugging him. And he, like... He does it because of her.
Because she was supposed to.
She was supposed to do it. And so he volunteers. And so then later that night, he's drunk. And she's about to leave him in the dust because she's kind of like that. And the red string pulls them together. So she's like, are you okay? Can I help you? And then he like falls on her and he's like, that's a free hug. It's aww, free for you. And I'm like, oh gosh, sweet boy. So that's basically all I have. Do you have any tender moments for other couples?
Well, I was going to say the moment that I cried.
Oh, yes,
was,
you have to.
So it had to do with Jaejin and Hyesun.
Yes.
And I still can't like believe I actually cried when I watched this. I must have just been.
Yeah, were you like, was it a long day or something?
I was like, it was at night and I was laying in my bed after like, you know, the whole day or whatever. But I don't know, just something about the way she said it really got
to me. Well, did
we
even say what scene it was?
Okay, so Jaejin is currently, in this episode, him and Dom are currently fake dating to try to get their respective people jealous because Jaejin thinks that...
Because we're all adults here.
Because Jaejin thinks that Hyesun and Gumiho are dating because he like saw them holding hands, but really she was just offering her human energy for him.
Mm.
And Dom is pissed at Gumiho because she's trying to give him her energy and he won't take it, so he's like levitating away from her left and right. And actually Hyesun was like the one who was like, you should make him jealous. So she's like, okay. So she and Jaejin are like pretending to date, which is just hilarious because they actually can't stand each other like romantically, so they're like barfing. But they're like walking together and he gets like pushed like supernaturally down the set of stairs, and like breaks his ankle basically. And he's like on the ground and Hyesun had seen it. So she like runs over. He's like, oh my gosh, are you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm fine. Dom can take me to the hospital. And they like wobble.
Yeah.
And she just like looks so sad. And so him and Dom go to the hospital. He gets like a cast and has crutch and comes out. And Dom's like, like, his son is here to see you because she, like, wants to make sure you're okay. And he's just like, I don't want her to come because I think she likes someone else and I don't think she likes me. And Dom's like, no, she definitely likes you. Like, she was so concerned for you. And he was like, no, I don't want her to come. And all she hears is, I don't want her to come.
Yeah.
And so,
but it's because he likes her so much. Yeah. He doesn't want to see her.
And because he thinks she likes someone else. Yeah. So she, like, hears that and he turns around and sees that she heard that and she, like, walks away. And he tries to fall, but he's on crutches. Oh, so he, like, falls down and he's like, wait, no. And so Dom goes and, like, basically, like, forces her to go around and talk to him. She's like, I really think you need to talk to Jaejin. She, like, turns around and they kind of exchange some words, but they don't really discuss it. And she, like, turns to leave and he's like, looks like he's, like, about to start crying. And then she turns back around and she's like, I forget exactly how she said it, but she was basically just like, why? Like, why are you so nice to me if you don't like me? Like, I'm just so confused. Like, you do all these nice things. Yeah. Like, you buy me coffee and da 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 da. And I really thought you liked me. And, like, she starts crying and he's like, no, but I do. And I think what got to me was because maybe I guess I've been in some situations where I'm just confused by guys and I'm like, why are you so nice to me if you don't like me?
But, like, he did like her.
And so I was just like, oh, like, poor
baby.
Heard
what we all wanted to hear. And the way that I feel like he is as an actor, he was kind of this way in Startup too. He's just kind of like, he's kind of just his like almost like genuine and almost like, I feel like you cry all the time, especially his role in this show.
Yeah,
I feel like he just sobbed during the whole thing. He's like, I do like you.
And I guess it was, like, sweet for her, too, because I feel like it was the first moment of, like, real vulnerability that she as a character had, because she's still learning human emotion.
That's true.
So she was, like, it was the first time she admitted that this bothered her, and it was just cute.
It was cute.
And I mean, looking back, I stand by the fact that it was cute, but I still, it blows my mind that
you cried,
Like, out of like, all
we've
the
seen
moments,
cuter scenes in other
out
shows.
Of all the K-drama moments I've seen in my life, like, why is that the one
that's
that made me
hilarious.
Shed tears?
Hilarious. I love it so much.
Okay.
All right, that's all the tenderness I have.
Yeah, same.
Okay.
Do you have any swoonies?
Not, well, are we doing LOLs or swoonies?
Oh, I thought swoonies went next. Okay. Do LOLs go
I didn't
next?
Write any specific swoonies. I just wrote spicies.
Okay.
Do you have swoonies?
I just said, there's a couple when, there's one where she's running back from the bus stop. It's actually after her date with Sunbae when it's raining. And she runs into someone and it's Gumiho with an umbrella. And it's like, oh. Yep. And then after he takes the bead back and she's not supposed to remember anything, he, like, makes it rain.
Yes.
And then offers the umbrella.
Make it rain.
And then at the same time, she, like, is thinking, like, I was just a passing shower for him. And it's like, no, you weren't. Like, homeboy is devastated right now.
Yes.
And then I actually said everything with Sunbae, but also it's spicy. So we'll talk about
it. Yeah, I do have a lot of spicy moments from this show.
Okay. We can do LOLs.
Okay, I just kind of wrote, for LOLs, I was like, anything that Sunbae's sister said was
she honestly
pretty
was
great.
A great character.
She was
also
great.
She's beautiful.
She's so pretty. Any scene of Sunbae and his sister, I want more of.
I know. They're like the classic siblings.
And like
bickering.
The
like, it's so realistic.
It's so realistic. She was
also,
just
he gave her his iPad.
I know. Like, they were just a cute.
Like,
and like, any scene where Sunbae's sitting there, I guess I should have done, maybe done this under tenderness, but there's one scene where he's like sitting there with his sister. First of all, where are their parents? Also, I don't know.
We've only seen them. We only see them at that one dinner where his dad's like, are you really never going to study abroad? And he's like, no, I will.
Okay.
And that was it. That was
but
it.
He like shows a picture to his sister of Gumiho and he's like, what do you think of this guy? And she's like, oh, do you want to know how you stack up? He's like, yeah. And she's like, I think you're more attractive. And he's like, really? Thanks.
And then he's like, here's $5. And she's like, oh, I should have said it more. You're so much more attractive, Opa.
But like, any of those scenes were so funny. Yeah. And I was like, okay, please give us more of this.
Yeah.
So I said any of that, and then anything that the best friend girl said, the girl best friend, she was hilarious too.
The one where Gumiho is like, you're like my niece.
Okay,
and
I did
she's
write
pissed, and then all episode just like, sometime.
Yeah, no. The moment that he called her his niece was so left field that I laughed. I do think I laughed out loud. Like, I was like, wait, what? That was so funny. And I think that Dom, the actress that plays Dom, at times was pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
Her facial expressions were really funny.
Yeah.
I think so, especially when they were eating in the food tent and she was like drunk and she was like doing shots on her like chin and like I was like, this actress is really going for it.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good. Like her facial expressions are really good. So,
well, there's that scene where she gets drunk. This is like towards the end when they're broken up and she's like hammered and her the girl best friend takes her to the club and whatever, and then they get out there and there's that like person dressed up as a fox like selling stuff and she like goes and attacks and beats up the fox.
Yeah,
and I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, that's why I think Dom is a weird character, because half the time she's like this super fun loving normal college girl, and then I feel like when it comes to things with Gumiho, she's just kind of sad and locked into this like relationship that's like doomed. Well, it kind of makes me sad for her. I'm like, well, I wish she was in a normal relationship.
That's why it doesn't make sense to me, because she really at her heart is like an immature college kid who's like going to get hammered and go chase down a fox.
Oh, I know. So like, why is like, it worth it to her to give up chicken and give up all these things and live with like an immortal being? It just was strange to me.
Well, and even more, it's strange to me why he likes that, because he's like 100,000 years old.
So I know, right?
Surely he would like put an emphasis on like wisdom, I would think. And she's just like, I like chicken. I don't know.
But then also the writers write him as a freaking moron. Like, she's like everything he hears that she says, he doesn't understand. I guess because he doesn't understand human emotion. Yeah. Okay, fine. Sorry, I called him a moron. But I just think of like the scene where she tells him that she's like in love and he thinks she's talking about scrambled eggs. Yeah. And I'm like, dude. I mean,
well, that's like the same thing when he calls her his niece. He like truly thinks he's giving her a compliment and she's like so mad.
I guess he just is not a human, doesn't know, I guess.
Well, even like, hey son, or hi son, is like, she's a human and she's still like, JJ will say stuff and it's just like, she has no clue what he's saying.
That's true. So, all right.
He's like a little baby.
Those were my LOLs.
Okay.
There were moments of funniness. Okay, spicy.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, this show had really good kissing.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of spicy moments, way more than tender.
Well, okay, I would just like to ask, if they can kiss so well, why does that not translate into chemistry
otherwise?
I don't
know, because the kiss scenes were like really good.
And also, they do have good chemistry, because I've seen their like behind the scenes and they're like joking around and a little flirty and it's kind of cute. And it's like, why isn't this translating into the show? And I think it's maybe because they wrote Gumiho so boring.
I think I'm like, did they write Gumiho boring or did he play him too boring?
Maybe a little of
both.
He's
just like a dry piece of toast. He's so flat. And then every once in a while he'll kind of smile and then it's like, okay,
yeah,
but then like he kisses her like a freaking man, so I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. Like, so I will say those were very spicy, like once they started dating and they started kissing, and like I'm like, I feel like the writers are just throwing this in at this point. Like, there's no point, but sure, that's fine. So those were super spicy. I think so.
Yeah.
And like some moments early on, I did enjoy that one scene. He recites a poem to her
in the cafe.
You thought it was so stupid. I think, right?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, you're this like, is spoony. So spicy. I don't know why I thought that, but I did.
Also, I mean, we've talked about this already, but like the scene where Dom and Sunbae are like playing out their alternative ending, spicy.
Well, when
they like back hug, it's like, whoa.
Oh yeah, when we see what could have been.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're
would
like
literally
giggling in the library together.
Oh,
stop.
Oh yeah. No, I'm serious. Like when they showed that, when the spirit in the mountain spirit's like, let me show you what I'm showing Dom, and then we see that scene of her and Sunbae. I was like, wait a minute. This is like, they should not have shown us this.
Yeah.
As viewers, like, you're showing us what the show could have been.
I kind of wish they had thrown a kiss in there.
No, there was a kiss.
Like an actual kiss?
Yes, they kissed.
Did they?
Yes.
How did I skip over that in my memory?
No, they straight up kissed like on the lips in the thing, and I was like, what? Like, it was cute.
Yeah.
They were so cute.
I just remember the scene in the library where they're like painting, like drawing things on their hands.
Yeah, they were like drawing fake rings.
Yeah.
No, like they kissed in the thing.
Spicy.
And I was like, okay, don't show us that because
like,
now
what
we ship
been?
It extra more.
Yeah.
Like, how does she not ship it?
I don't know.
So there, that I will say those are my spicy moments for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Weenies?
I wrote Gumi. Does he count?
Sure, if you want him to. I didn't write him, but
I don't think he's a real weenie.
I just don't think he's too meh to be anything.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a weenie because he just didn't live up. Like,
that's
character,
not his fault.
his character.
It's a grievance against
just
the show.
It was. You're right. He's not really a weenie.
He's 999 years old. Like, this is just who he is, and that's why it's dumb, because it just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. You're right. Okay, I won't say he's a weenie. It's more just like, the situation was a weenie. The relationship was a weenie from what it could have been.
Okay.
But in all seriousness, the blind date dude.
Yep.
Big fat weenie.
Big weenie.
That guy was the worst.
He's like, you're never going to make it because your GPA sucks, but here's a little free advice for
me. He was
me.
Literally like, the worst person.
I would have punched him straight in the gut.
Yeah.
Also, every single person besides like the two best friends and the tall sunbae at the school sucked. All those girls were so mean. The boys were so mean. Everyone was
Wait,
so
really?
Mean.
Are they all mean? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, like the girl in their major and they like all like talk about her and you're like, oh, Sunday would never. And then
oh,
like
you're
at
right.
the end, they like accuse her best friend of like taking like tall Sunbae's study materials and they get in like a physical fight
That's
where they're
true.
Like pulling their, they're just all
and
mean.
She's like in that group project yeah. with them at one point and they're like the worst.
She's like, maybe we should do this and they're like, you can, and then they leave her. It's
like
they all
with this
suck
school? Why is everyone so mean?
They like spread they like they're the ones who like upload the picture of her and Gumiho and they're like,
oh,
they're dating.
That's right.
And it's like why is everyone so mean?
Why are you doing this to her?
Also, low-key mountain spirit. I think yeah. he kind of sucked.
Okay,
first
not
of all,
great.
The fact that the first time we meet him is he's like, I'm going to disguise myself as the girl that he used to love. And then,
oh, yeah.
And then, well, no.
Wait,
I guess,
he did that?
No, that wasn't him. Sorry, that was another
that
evil
was
spirit.
The other
my
evil
bad,
spirit.
My bad. He's also a weenie, whoever that spirit was. Cause that
it
was
a chick.
Also, that was weird because they just fought and for like two that plot lasted well, like 2 seconds.
They literally went into like a secret like other dimensional room and Gumiho like beat up the spirit and then he just like came back
like it was nothing.
Well, where did
okay,
that come
right.
from?
Sorry, that was not mountain
where
spirit.
Did that go? Okay,
but mountain spirit was like, I'm gonna tie the string between Sunbae and
yeah.
Dom because they're too dangerous for each other, like Gumiho and Dom, I guess, like
I don't even remember
and he's
why.
Like and then he's like basically trying to do everything to keep them apart, but then in the end he's like, I guess I'll restore humanity for Gumiho because he like learned his lesson.
He got hit by a bus
and then he's like well it's just like it he just intervenes with everyone's life but gives zero explanation. I'm just like,
yeah,
are
like,
you trying to be God in this scenario?
Who are you?
Like,
yeah,
who said you could do- like I feel like Gumiho was mad at him the whole show because he just kept doing stuff like
yeah, no, K-dramas don't do God figures well at all.
Also, just, like, this whole story, like, would not have missed anything if his character did not exist.
No, I don't think he would have missed anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing.
He did nothing good.
He did nothing good, and the actor itself kind of bothered me. I'm like, you just aren't, I don't like you.
I'm well,
just,
he had no emotion, and
he had
he
no
didn't
emotion,
smile.
No. I was like,
also, can we talk about that scene where Gumi was just, like, lying in that chair after he, like, dies and he's, like, waiting to go back? Do you know what I'm talking about? He's, like, lying in this,
no.
like, this, like, reclining chair. It's so dumb.
Okay. I'm wondering, are there other, like, where are all the other Gumihos? Like, I guess there's
it's just
other...
him and Haisa.
No, there's other ones because
no.
there's that one that went bad.
Oh, yeah. Well, in this world.
Is there not, like, a network of Gumihos, like, for
not.
Moral support? I don't know.
Should we move into the ending now? Because the ending was dumb.
Yeah. I was going to say another weenie was oh. her mom. But
oh, yeah, yeah.
just like, why is she so absent? I'm confused.
Her mom was in the show for like 2 seconds.
Okay. So ending. Yes. Sorry. I cut you off. Continue with what you were going to say.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Like, the ending is dumb.
Well, it is. Do you not think it was dumb?
I think it was pretty dumb. I think the reason that we were so, that I was so intrigued by the show is I felt like it could go so many different ways.
Yeah.
And then like, why did it end the like I'm so confused because from the beginning they like really hyped up this whole bead thing, so I'm like, clearly what's gonna happen is he is gonna need the bead to turn blue, and so that's gonna be a huge issue the whole show, and the bead's gonna suck all her energy, and then in like episode 16 or 15 he's gonna have to figure out how to save her from the bead's energy, like, and then it was like episode 8 and they're like, the bead's not really a part of the plot anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, okay. And then, like, from the, at the very end, like, the bee didn't have anything to do about it. So
well,
I'm just so confused.
They kind of ignore the whole energy thing for a while.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, I mean, it's kind of, like, there because Dom's like, I'm going to teach you how to be a human. But, like, not really. Yeah. And then, like, at right at the end of the episode, like, 15, I guess, he's like, wait, am I disappearing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, okay. And then they kind of just, like, you know, pretend that's not happening. And then...
Also, question... Weren't we told that he wouldn't disappear? He would become an evil creature?
He would become evil.
So why is he disappearing?
I don't know. Maybe you disappear and then come back. Is he an evil spirit? Who
just
knows?
It's so confusing.
And then, so he like slowly evaporates, but then before he can fully evaporate, he gets himself killed for Dom because she's like about to get hit by a bus.
Right. So,
but also, can he? I thought he couldn't die because he's a Gumiho. So why did he die?
I don't. Right. Like, has he never gotten hit by a bus in 999 years?
Laying in his armchair. And finally, Mountain Spirit's like, well, so then we see Dom, like, moping around his house because she, like, moves in and is like, I'll care for his house while he's not here.
Which
and
is like, oh, no, Dom. Oh, no,
she's, like,
honey.
Mourning him.
Oh, I know.
And she's, like, watering his plants.
And she's all isolated because she never brought people into the situation in the first place.
No, and then she, like, wakes up one morning and he's just there with, like, the sunlight streaming through
there,
the window,
just like
looking
smiling
at her.
Smile, and I'm like,
whoa. And she's like, wait, are you real? And he's like, yes. And then they kiss, and that's it, right? Doesn't the show end?
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Like, what a dumb ending.
No, they like cuddle, right? Don't they like cuddle in her bed together?
I don't remember. Okay, I don't care.
It's
at
fine.
This point, I was in it for literally everyone else.
I know, it is just stupid because, like, I feel like halfway through the show they just change the plot. Like, no, energy don't matter, none of that matters. And then by like episode 12, Gumiho's like, we just have to kiss to put the bead back and forth. Now they're just like throwing the bead back and forth for funsies. And I'm like, what is going on?
It would have been kind of spicy if they fully erased her memory. Like, she actually lost her memory.
Yeah.
And then he decided that wouldn't do. And he like basically like reinserts himself into her path and like gets her to fall in love with
him. Do you
know
what should have happened? Is because I feel like what happened with Gumiho is it's not that you have to deserve the person that loves you. But like she just loves him. And it's like he can do no wrong. She's just like, it's like they're soulmates or something. Like, she has no choice. Like, no matter what somebody does, no choice. Like, and it was around the time that she should have lost her memory that her and Sunbae had the red thread. And that would have been great if she actually lost her memory. Sunbae really shot his shot. And then Gumiho had to, like, literally,
he had to
pursue her.
He had to put himself in her
path. He had to really pursue her and go and get her.
Yeah.
And then none of that happened.
I don't know if I would have liked at that point if he like was still parading as a college professor, because that's kind of gross that like a college professor is like
hitting on
a student.
I know, right? The whole thing was interesting.
And
yeah,
it's just all very weird.
It is weird. And I feel like sad for Dom's character, because she seemed like this very fun loving girl, college girl bobbing around. And then ever since she met Gumiho, she's like isolated. She can't tell her friends about what's going on. She's living with this guy.
Well, it's also her fault because like he was like, I'm going to have you live here. And she's like, no, okay.
No, I know.
She didn't question it at all.
She's like, okay. And then by the end, like she's like, it's like she's like a widow at like 21 years old and like living by herself in this guy's house. And it's like, that's so sad. Yeah. I'm just like so sad for you.
So moving on from them, because they're boring. I would just like to point out that I need another show for Dom's brother and Sunbae's sister.
Yeah, right.
They were really cute.
Yeah.
They had some chemistry.
All of the
in that
side
moment.
Ships are so good.
I also really kind of liked the little crumbs they gave us of girl best friend and older Sunbae, and how we saw like why she hates him and that it actually wasn't him she had a crush on. It was JJ. That was kind of funny. But then, I still ship her.
No, I know, same.
Because he definitely likes her. He for sure likes her.
Right, right.
And he's like, I'm so sorry I did that. I had no clue.
And he's like so tall.
Why do you hate me?
And she's like so short.
And his voice is kind of deep.
So much waste
of space.
And he's
also like kind of hot.
Yeah.
He's a little hot.
Yeah.
So.
Right. And then, I mean, clearly Sunbae did not get the ending. It's just like, what in the world?
Which I guess that's better. Like, this is how I felt like about Good Boy. Like, I'm like, I'd rather have you not get any happy ending than like a forced,
like a cheap
dumb
thing.
Happy
yeah.
ending that doesn't make any sense.
To be honest, though, I don't really want him with Dom. So,
yeah, he deserves better. He deserves like a full grown woman who's not like, meh.
It's true. So it's not like I'm like, dang it, he's not with Dom. It's more just like, he's just such a nice guy.
Yeah.
What makes me sad is that he just, his heart hurts so much over it. I'm like,
he'll get over it though.
I guess in Dom's defense, she never led him on. She was always mean to him. So like,
also,
but then the red string did him dirty.
Also,
like,
no offense to Dom, but it's not like she's this like overwhelmingly like kind-hearted girl. Like, what do all these people see
honestly,
in her?
Honestly, like Dom is like, she's kind of bratty a little bit. And she's like,
okay, what
so
did she
mean.
Ever do in Sunbae's presence that made him think she's the one?
Well, I think at the beginning she was a challenge, and so he was like, oh
yeah. But then when they hung out more, she still didn't do anything that would have set her apart.
I literally have no idea. I don't get it.
That's the biggest mystery to me.
I know.
Like, even honestly, girl best friend, way more interesting.
Oh yeah,
way more interesting.
No, I know, so much more interesting. And like, some shows make sense. I'm like, Dalmi, she's a freaking boss.
Yeah, no,
I
most
can see,
shows.
I can see why two men are in love with her.
Most shows make sense where the girl's like, sweet and, like, you know, Dami took care of her grandma.
She's, like, has
so
many redeeming qualities. Yada.
It's,
yes.
Like, Dom has, she literally left her younger brother, who's still in high school,
to go live with this random guy.
Twice. Once was against her will, kind of, and the other one, she was like, yeah, I just told my brother I was going to come live with you.
It's like, what?
It's like, okay, the homeboy's like 15 years old, I guess, and just bopping himself to archery practice.
Like, what is happening? What is happening?
Don got, her brother, Don's his name, right?
Yeah.
Dan or whatever. He got shafted.
He did. He was kind of cute, too. Like,
yeah, he was precious.
I'm like, okay, what? So this show really killed it on the secondary characters. To be honest, would watch more footage with a lot of them.
Yeah.
But... what is happening?
Give me a show where Dom's brother and Sunbae's sister are high school sweethearts.
Right. I know,
I would watch that.
I know, seriously. Yeah. Ugh. I feel like Sunbae is in the same category as that really cute kid from 18 again. Like, the little brother.
Oh.
He was, from Golden Child or whatever. There's some, really cute secondary leads that I'm like, they're so freaking cute.
But Golden Child boy got his freaking happy ending.
I know. That's true.
What was her name? Shia?
Oh, yeah. Wait, no. Shia was his sister.
Oh.
No. Am I wrong? I'm trying to remember.
No, Golden Child. Oh, you mean the son? Golden Child boy was the best friend.
Oh, you're right. Together. You're right. Oh, okay. He was the best friend. He was the both of them were cute. Okay. You're right. It's no, like, he did get with Shia. You're right.
What cute boy are we talking about? There's too many cute boys.
But yeah, no. So Sunbae, she needs to get his own show. Wow. So I guess that's basically it.
Honestly, I'm kind of glad to see this one in the rearview
mirror. No, I know, me too.
I'm on to bigger and better here.
Have we seen a good, fictional K-drama? Like, haven't they all done horrible?
Oh, I mean, Happiness has been great so far.
No, but, I guess Happiness is fictional in the sense where there's, zombies. But, one where they're really going for the whole fantasy, vampire vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Tried it. Gumiho tried it. I do know the Tale of the Ninetales really popular. Do we think it's actually good? Because it's also a Gumiho show.
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
Should I watch it?
I don't know, but I will say he's very attractive.
All right, well, that only goes so far.
Well, yeah.
Not
that I don't. I actually personally think he's...
Gumiho.
Gumiho's,
I don't think he's
attractive.
Overly attractive. I'm like, that's fine.
But...
we're fine.
Did you know in real life he can rap? He's a rapper.
I did not know that. I know
you
he plays the drums in Crude Play.
No, but he also raps. He raps in Crude Play. Like, he has some lines in those songs, which we will talk about.
Yeah, I mean...
when we dissect.
We will gush about him for Crude Play.
He had the best
Crude
athleisure.
Play for freaking life.
He had the best athleisure in that show.
Did he? I don't remember.
Yeah, he had some nice, windbreaker outfits.
I'm just here for Producer K.
Yeah, Prod K.
Prod K.
The real winner.
The real winner. So I'm sorry for y'all who like Gumiho.
Yeah.
This show was highly recommended to us. And it was one of the first shows that we truly watched because we're like, this has been highly recommended. And this is just our honest review of it. I will say I did binge it real hard until the end.
Yeah.
So it did catch my attention. But then by the end, it was such a forgettable show, which was just fascinating. That some shows are like that. So, there it is. Thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Bye.
Bye.